This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, I'll kick it off.
They want to say something. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what the process is. What I was going to say, and we can plug this in after if you decide that you'd rather start it, is I would say it's so good to see you both. Okay. I wish it happened more often.
I also wish
it was happening under better circumstances or for like a better reason than what we have to kind of deal with and unpack today.
Let me see. I'm very curious, I guess, if you all have anything like your sort of take on this, like your
how do you feel like it's been going?
Well, I'll just jump in. This is Amanda Lund.
Amanda speaking now.
Because
so.
I was expecting perhaps an intro, but
well, this is what's so confusing is I didn't want to presume.
I get it, Sean. You're like, what am I going to say? Right? How do I interest someone who's literally done nothing?
You actually took the words right out of my mouth and like for Sean to say as well, where like, I guess it would help to use like objective numbers, like to start with that. Kevin, when did we last have them on the show?
22.
So you were here on 22.
Right.
And in that conversation,
it's now at least 23.
We hammered out and like put a lot of time, energy into working out a deal for the two of you.
Making a deal that I thought everyone walked away happy with.
Yes.
Where you would now be hosting the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that because we kind of had.
It's so nice to hear that you remember that.
That is a huge relief.
And can you say your name? If you could say your name as well.
I'm Maria Blasucci.
Okay.
Great.
And we had delineated kind of two shows. Remember, it was Holly Hand and Woodbook. Do you remember? And that Amanda and I were going to do like that version of the show, and then you guys were going to take over Woodbook.
We were going to be doing Woodbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just ask again, how do you feel that Holly Hand has been going?
Great. I mean, we've been doing it pretty regularly. I'd say probably almost every day since we saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are through the roof.
The numbers are good.
Okay, I'm really glad we're having this conversation. My impression of what's been happening, just from my end, my experience, is that YouTube has been total fucking no shows.
Yeah.
And like, as we, in a very important moment for us, as we were like pitching this new diversification of our show,
we were looking
to a new network.
A new studio.
We were trying to find a new family.
Network. We needed a new ad sales team, and we needed to really put our best foot forward. And what we got from our partners in this was, in our estimation, and I'm happy to be wrong about this, but what it felt like we were getting was absolute dick.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of insane to hear because
that's why we're having this conversation. Yeah.
We had emailed you guys.
Okay.
And like, I've got receipts.
Okay.
Let's.
If you want to see.
Let's look at the email because as far as we're concerned, not only have you not been showing up, people have been hating it.
Yes. They've been pissed that we are still hosting the only version of the show that they seem to be aware of. Now, if you've courted some separate fan base and there's some way that I could access the material that's been recorded? Like, because you said you've been doing the show almost every day.
Yeah.
Have you been recording and releasing the show?
In our own, to certain people with certain access. Yes.
Okay. That's basically what we do too. So like that, like we're all on the same page about that.
It's similar. It's similar.
We have at times almost felt like we need to step back in on this. Not something we ever wanted to do. We wanted to let you spread your wings creatively, like launch your own thing.
The I hate to micromanage. Yes. Like the reason we brought you in is we're fans. Like we think you're both so talented.
Thank you.
It felt like, okay, great. Like we can now use this thing we built, whatever it is, to help launch and expose even more people to, you know, Holly Hand, which I thought was going to be huge.
But this has been sort of the dynamic where it's basically like what just happened, which is like Sean said, we're big fans of you all. You literally say nothing back.
We gotta thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank
you.
No, but we then just think like, that you guys are really cool, and like Amanda, nice. I want to speak for you, but I haven't appreciated kind of stuff that you guys do.
I mean, we wouldn't have taken on this new show opportunity if we weren't fans, but we have been doing it every day for a select audience, as Maria was
almost
trying
every
to
day
explain.
Or every day?
Yeah,
it's every day except we did take off Christmas.
Christmas Day,
seems
Christmas
like a
Eve.
Pretty amazing day to do like a special episode
called Holly is in the title. Yeah. It's like
Well, we took the entire month of December to talk about it, but we did let our audience know. We said on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day we won't be doing it.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Now.
Well, we did an abridged Christmas Eve episode, more like a check-in,
and it was kind of we did one present each. We both went to our respective Christmas trees, each picked a gift, unopened it, unwrapped it, and it was really fun. And we kind of did like a live call-in thing too.
And there's a video aspect now. Like I know
there's
you guys
a check-in where you each open. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
want to be
just
want
to figure out the Christmas Eve episode
on what we missed. So
it was just a check-in episode. You each open one present,
one gift.
There's a call-in aspect as well, and it was on video.
What is so funny?
But
it
that's
was a
just
really
like
popular
base
episode.
Level
this is
for
a
us.
Video call-in episode where you each open one gift.
But there was no guest.
Christmas Eve.
There
like
was no guest.
We normally
guest
have
for
a guest. Yeah.
Okay.
We had a guest booked, but they weren't able to make it.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
And so this is you booked Santa Claus.
Yeah, but he had double booked.
Mm-hmm. And you had presumably you had been so naughty also that he was not willing to stop.
Because he didn't say
the booking, the fact that you have been doing this somewhere else, again, that's why I'm really glad we're having this conversation, because like we have of course like booked a lot of episodes that you have not shown up to. We have had to show up for some.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes none of us are there. We had like Thomas Lennon come in and just be completely by himself. No engineers, no us.
Mm-hmm.
He just ended up calling like a cousin that he hadn't talked to for like a really long time, and just sort of catching up with them. And like we released that, like that's not good.
He's
like a really funny guy, but that was not funny or even like.
Well, his cousin turned out to be going through a really difficult.
Yes.
Okay.
Difficult, but like also very boring in a way. You know.
Cousins can like, be so hard when you start trying to sort of like make them into something that they're not.
Yeah.
His cousin, I mean, it sounded, he said, so hard. He just kept saying, I don't like my house. But he wouldn't say why. And it was like, I thought like, oh, is there like marriage trouble? Or are they like, you know, like maybe having trouble like paying their mortgage, or there's some financial difficulty, or there's something going on here? And it was just like, Thomas, this is dire. I do not like this house.
Oh, simply too small, perhaps.
That would have been such a relief to hear, like, I need a bigger space. And Thomas was trying, like, would go, like, okay, is it the decor? Is there something? He'd be like, I don't even know if that would help. And it's like, what? If changing it would help? Like, it just was a bad conversation.
Sure.
You know?
That doesn't happen on Holly Hand. We kind of are able to just maneuver correctly.
Well, it did happen on Holly Hand.
It did.
It did happen on Holly Hand. Well, as far as we knew.
It's one of the only things that has
We happened. Are not part of the select audience, I guess, that you have been releasing this to. Maybe part of this discussion could be, we'd like to hear it too.
Well, yeah, but you need the code.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a code.
Okay.
It's, there's a pay, and to get the code, you do have to pay.
Okay. That seems great. It seems like a great like model. Generate. And people are paying and they're getting
people
the code.
People
the
are
code.
Paying. I mean, we both are, we're doing really well.
You're rich.
Yeah. I wouldn't, we're not, we don't say rich, but we say we're okay. doing
we're
very well
comfortable. Off.
Comfortable. Yes.
Not rich, but you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. look at us, right?
Yeah.
We look comfortable.
Fish yeah. don't yeah. know yeah. they're yeah. wet.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a code.
Yeah.
You released it to a select, like, what guests, I guess, have you
Yeah, had? Who's been on? I mean, I know Santa bailed on you, Claus. But, like, what?
Well, Santa was, like, you know, low-tier guest. Yeah. Like, wow. he would be kind of C-list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're...
I think of him as so famous. Like, that would be really big for us. Yeah. But that's great. Yeah. Like, that's awesome.
And, like, we just had... Ben Stiller.
We had Ben Stiller on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
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 Like, he's, I don't consider him as famous as Santa. And
we had Ben Stiller too.
I'd rather okay. not. I'd rather not. Yeah.
We had Ben on, I think
it
in
when
January.
Did you guys had him yeah, when on? Did you probably. Have
him on? We had him. It was for our like 500th episode. Yeah. It was okay. like a couple months ago. So okay.
yeah,
like
it's
really
crazy because we do it every day. You actually are like in the thousands of yeah. episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was on for our thousandth, and that
okay,
was
okay. So that was at crazy. Least a milestone yeah. for.
Because I don't
for
know since
so
22. Since 22, when you were here, I don't know that there have been.
We do multiple. No, we do multiple a day. Sometimes we'll do 6 or 7 in a day.
And okay. sometimes the episodes it. Are so good, it's more like a couple episodes. You know what I mean?
Can
so
we do good. That, Kevin? Can we start counting episodes if we do a
if
really,
really
good one?
Good.
Can we count it as, how many do you count it as, 2 or 3?
It just depends on
how
like
good
how
is.
Good it is and like how poppin' yeah. our charisma is.
If it's
okay.
The charisma's poppin'.
Like what's the most that an episode has ever been.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that one if possible. I'll buy the code. Like, I haven't seen any promotion for the code. I follow you on social media.
It's more word
of
mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like I have to verbally give you the code through my mouth.
Okay.
And so it only can happen under the right circumstances.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to return to my question. What is the most episodes?
We've done,
has ever
yeah,
been.
We've done, I think back in March, and Amanda, I could be wrong, we did 26 episodes in one episode.
In one episode?
Yeah. One yeah. episode. Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay.
So many.
And that wow. was, I'm gonna, that is not normal. I'm not going to say like that's a normal thing, but that
that's
was.
That's the most ever.
That was the most.
That
yeah,
was,
it has
like,
to be an outlier.
Everything
and
aligned.
That was so
yes.
much fun. That was truly so fun.
Who was the guest?
Well, it sounds like charisma was popping.
Well, the charisma was popping.
John Krasinski was the guest.
John Krasinski?
John Krasinski?
You know how
John
is.
John Krasinski.
Yes, you know
6 foot 4, 220 pounds of solid muscle yeah. and weapons trained.
Yes. Like, yes.
Wow. It was so
dude
much fun.
Is in the room. Fuck.
It
man.
Was. He was making us roll. Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. fun.
It was
like
just,
as part of his training, like showing you how he trains.
Yeah,
and stuff,
we
like
talked a lot about
around.
He talked a lot about wow. it, and then yeah. we talked a lot about our careers. He was super interested in our careers too, which was so refreshing.
Yeah, and he wanted wow. to know about the process, which yeah. was crazy. Not everyone can handle it.
Yeah,
26 episodes in one. Was it 13 hours?
Amanda,
that is so
Amanda,
funny.
Remember what he said? He said that a lot of people make those kinds of jokes, and so
that's right. That is right.
He and said just,
a lot of people
make
a lot.
Wait a second. He said yeah. a lot of people make the kind of joke where, like, they're given an amount of time of 26 episodes,
yeah,
and they
yeah.
make the connection to a movie that he was in mm-hmm. called 13 Hours.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where
this
he,
is like
yeah.
each episode was about. A half hour long. A lot of people make that joke, or jokes
he said a
like
lot of people
that.
Say
that's
that.
That's
I mean,
what
it
he
seems
said.
Like such a cosmic alignment to
yeah.
create a joke like that.
Yeah.
And that happens to him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
I almost didn't
said.
Think of it, and then I almost didn't say it when I thought of it. So the idea
so even that,
that
one
like,
almost didn't
yeah.
happen.
Yeah. So the idea that that many people, wow.
Yeah, you had to kind of listen to it.
Yeah,
no.
it's well, so and there's hidden messages in it too. Like there's a lot of like it's Easter
messages.
Eggs and stuff to other episodes and like it's really
and
intricate.
Callbacks,
yeah, like,
even
really intricate
episode.
Okay,
it's
never
like,
been able to really nail one of those down.
Yeah,
no.
a callback. Yeah, it's
but
hard.
It also when we have tried to do something like that, where even we did like sometimes we'll try to do an episode where the entire premise is just in reference to like a moment from a prior episode.
Yes,
and. It
like
diminishes the popularity
sure.
of our show.
Yes,
almost.
I can see that happening to you guys.
Whoa. Hollywood Amber. This week on the Patreon, Sean talks to Dominic Dirkus about the movie The TV Set on his new podcast, Subtitles On. The boys rank classic cars on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Amanda and Maria at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in the wilderness. Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't. Not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just
guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start. But if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $3 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. And yeah, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, I'm a little bit on my heels.
I sense a little bit of tension. Yeah, like, you
I
think that we're
well,
somehow
came
in
here
the
like,
wrong.
Like unbelievably pissed off.
I was.
But I emailed.
Furious.
I did email you.
This is what I am unclear on.
What did
on
the email
too.
Say?
Do we
you took your phone out and then you looked at
well,
you said I have receipts and you started to open
because
your phone and
because the conversation moved
happened.
On so I'm not going to like be the dope over here like, hey, look
She's
at
got
me.
Really good social like understand. Amanda, that's one thing I'll
dopey.
Say about Amanda is she kind of
high EQ.
Yeah, she understands
okay,
emotionally what's going on in a room.
Really
I didn't think you guys were ready for it.
Maybe not.
Because I was in here prepared to like strength. Really be like stomping around and
yeah
like, oh yeah this table
like,
was
like huffing and puffing
history
and,
like
yeah.
I was
yeah,
the
sure.
What I was gonna do to this table I was really planning on some aggressive stuff
yes. And like we could
and,
sense it coming yeah. in and that's why immediately
scratching
we wanted
it.
To diffuse
I was
diffuse
gonna scratch that table up. I mean, I was just going to be just raking my
oh.
sort of crooked fingers over the surface
Whoa,
of this table because I was so upset. And now
God,
I'm upset
almost
in a different
seems
way.
Like an ambush. It almost seems like you kind of invited us to ambush us in a way. If
I
you were that
really
angry.
Consider, had this played out the way we thought it did, to make a deal with someone for them to do a job and then they never do it and then you have a conversation with them about it, I don't think that's an ambush.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how many opportunities did you guys have to reach out to us personally, like responding to my email that
well,
okay,
I sent?
Well, this,
okay,
well, so the phone has gone away.
The phone once again disappeared without the email being revealed. I've never seen the email.
Every time I take it out, it's like
email.
You don't want to hear the email, and that's what
all
I'm
he
kind
was
of
saying
gleaning.
Was that he was going to scratch the table with his crooked fingers. Like it's not.
I was
like,
going to rake my crooked fingers over
I
the surface
that.
Of the table,
and so your EQ told you at that point, okay, now's
not
the time
to read an
email.
But I'm saying that's no longer in the like. I'm not going to do that this episode. I hope. I don't think because apparently. I've misunderstood what was happening this entire time, and there's actually been episodes being made, thousands of them, sometimes 26 in one day or one episode, and I missed an email or an email allowing for human error was addressed incorrectly, and so I wasn't able to see it and respond. And so I'd love to like hear what the email said.
Okay, well, I've got my phone here and if no one interrupts me, I'll be able to read it. Okay, so it's to...
Let's all be quiet.
Okay, to seanhayes@gmail.com. Maria and I are getting started with our new podcast. We've got a recording coming up this Thursday. We're super excited about our guest. Amy.
Are you having trouble?
Okay. Amy?
Yeah.
Amy was on?
Yeah. And
on
then,
the
and
first
then it
episode?
Said, yeah. Give us a ring and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then that was sent
it took you,
like
the
six
pause
months ago.
Between our guest and Amy
okay.
was so long.
Because,
what was there a format
okay.
thing happening?
A paragraph break?
Was the guest sent with invisible ink?
I didn't want to say her name because...
Yeah.
For her privacy.
Okay, yeah, and you haven't given out the code.
Right, we need the code to find out which Amy.
Yeah.
And if you want to know, yeah, you just need the code, and that was our first episode.
Yeah, and there's like five prominent Amys kind of in the business, and so you could take your pick as to who you think. But it was...
It's the Amy.
It's the Amy.
It's the Amy, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was insane, actually.
Yeah, it was like, because we were like, could we get Amy? And then we were like, let's just email her, let's see. And like, we had mutual friends.
Amy's racing through my mind.
Amy's so amazing.
Amy's
too.
Great.
Just everything you think about, you know about Amy Madigan, just forget it.
But maybe that's just because I'm mad again. About to rake my crooked fingers over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm about to over Amy these crooked fingers at the top of that table.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about, like, I understand the code of it all, but like distribution channels, like how and where, like the payments are coming in. Like,
it's personal. It's all personal Venmo account. We're just doing it through. We don't. We want to take out the you know, there's like the middleman is Venmo. Like, I get that. But we want to take out the even more middleman that would be like, you know, we want it going directly into our bank accounts.
Essentially, we have created our own platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with us? I mean, it felt like initially it would have something to do with us.
Your names are on the website. Okay. There's a special thanks kind of page to
and
you
the
guys.
Code, I need a code to see page. The website.
Yeah, there's like a link.
What's the website for?
That's going to come with the code.
Okay. And is it showing, is that where people can see the video or and like and listen to? No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I really thought you said no.
No, I think I said yes, but if I said no, I mean, that's all part of the... We're also, through this episode, we've told our listeners,
well, I heard her say, I know.
You heard her say, I know?
Yeah.
Okay,
wow. I heard Amanda say yes.
I guess that's how they do multiple episodes in one episode. It's like, say different things at the same time.
Well, they can roll back that. Who's ever, you know, they can roll back the tape. They can see what really happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't even know if they can do that.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean,
the financial
apparently
situation
you
here
do
is
that
like
at,
so
at
dire because of some of the stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Like, well, our listeners are really big fans of you guys, if that's any consolation. I mean, they just speak the world of you guys.
Yes, it, but it just seems like no one has let us know that it was happening in any way. So, like, why was this kept such a secret from us? And like, I remember you reading that email to me.
Yeah, and that is not our email address. It does, like, he does send it along to us. So like, we should have gotten that.
That should have been forwarded from Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
But it does also feel like you knew that wasn't our email and you were trying to get in on some of this part.
I just think you guys are thinking the worst of us. And we're telling you, we went over leaps and bounds to let, as Amanda said, we sent this email to you about Amy. And you've got a special thanks page on the website. What else? I mean, I don't understand. If you guys can let us know what we could have done, of course, we'll take responsibility. But as I'm seeing it, I'm going, okay, well, we crossed our T's here.
Mm. I was picturing, I guess, that we would be, and I understand about the email, I don't need to be shown the phone, that we would be in constant communication. And like, you would do an episode, we would do an episode, and maybe like once every couple of weeks we'd do
some
like
kind of check-in,
a family episode, like, kind of where it's like just us.
Right.
And
I thought we'd have lunch sometimes and just sort of talk about like how the different shows are going or ways to collaborate and, you know.
We could like mix and match like the host combinations and like, I just thought it would be like this really
split
sweet kind of like family
thing. Appetizers and stuff too, like when
and
we're
instead,
at the lunch.
What's
like,
happening
order,
is we are hemorrhaging subscribers.
We're losing
like
a lot
our
of
like
listeners.
Our kids
and
are
money.
All in really big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going straight to you all because like when they unsubscribe from our Patreon, they're supposed to give a reason.
Yeah.
And that they're all writing like no reason.
Right. Yeah.
Like in this
it's
voice.
Very coy.
Like, I don't know how I'm even hearing the voice, but
no
reason. Exactly. Oh,
right.
No reason.
It could be.
Okay. So you, okay. So it sounds like it is. They're just.
I mean,
they're going straight over there.
That's how they're
fans of us, like from previously being subscribed to.
And like, there's no provision on our website that says you can't also listen to the original podcast. Okay. I mean, it's sort of understood that you don't do that. A lot of people choose not to just because they're so satiated by our version that it's kind of like they would come back, listen, sort of like.
Can I hear anything? Can I hear any of what has been recorded? It sounds like there's an awful lot of podcasts that's been made by you two. Yeah. I'm a fan of the genre. Is there any kind of sample or anything, even a reenactment of something that would have happened on an episode just so I can get a sense of what's been going on?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we can do a little something.
What's coming to mind first is April of this year, Amanda.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was April.
The month is like funny.
Well, there was a lot happened in April, but there was one thing that happened in April that was
It's April different. 15th.
Yes, yes.
And it was
the tax day.
It was the funniest thing. Well, that's the thing.
Because that day for me was really bad.
We were really on edge. That was why it was kind of so great.
We were underslept and overworked.
And we just decided to kind of turn off. We met each other at Amanda's house. We turned off all the lights. We went in her closet and we just kind of did like a little seance. And we actually.
Wait, you got a guess that way?
Like, yes. Okay. Wow. It was crazy. It was so crazy.
Let's just say we
Kevin
got someone on the podcast. No, but this is someone who has all of the insider secrets.
Yes.
And oh, wow.
They've never spilled the beans except.
They came back and they said, okay, well, here we are.
Do we need one of that, like if we're reenacting it, do we need one of them to, like, play who this guest is?
Like, yeah, if we're like, going to, like, get a, is it, would it make sense for Kevin or Casey to be
I mean,
this
I think
guest?
They could do that. I mean, yeah, let's do it. I mean, there's a chance.
Have
they, know.
Have you heard, have Casey or Kevin, have you heard the podcast that they've been recording? Do you have the code?
Yeah. Casey gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, we're both subscribed. Yeah,
I don't think Casey was give it.
They're
out.
Gold member. They're both gold members, which is not the top
that's
tier.
Awesome. Power
that's
rival.
So funny. You call them gold members?
Well, that's not even the top tier, though.
No, but it's more of the way we do it. It's not like a monthly, like $10 a month. It's more like you're gonna give. You know, it's like a tithing. So it's more of like a 10% of your overall income for the year.
And it's in perpetuity too. So once you sign up, no matter what you make, you will always give that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, if you make nothing, make $0, pay $0, make, you know, $500,000, you're paying $50,000.
Yeah.
So not only are subscribers being siphoned out of our show, the exorbitant salary that we pay Kevin is also being given to you.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it like that.
In some percentage.
10%, I think, is what Kevin gives us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. And that includes any under the table money, babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly costume. Babysitting.
Yeah.
It's Kevin's babysitting money is going.
Kevin is paying you to babysit.
No, Kevin's paying them 10% of his babysitting money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all of your babysitting, or 10% of all of your babysitting money and all your other money.
Yeah, and when he babysits for me, I waive it, because that just feels wrong.
Which is nice.
And he's able to claim those hours against his podcast fees.
Okay.
Did you guys like that April 15th episode? Wasn't that just crazy?
That was crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Casey said it was really good.
Well, then if you've heard it, then it should be easy for both of you to reenact
the Seance
the
Brothers
guest portion.
Yeah.
So, because I'm curious
really
now,
famous,
like, this person is spilling
it's a really famous guest who
tea.
I guess had died at some point, but came back.
That's
and, like,
funny.
They shared all their secrets.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess I'd love to hear a little bit of what that was like.
Yeah, if you could play a clip or if you'd rather...
Yeah, well, the thing is, because they were a specter, the audio wasn't great.
It was Phil Spector?
Very good.
You know that's not who it was.
Yes.
And you're being, he's raking the table now, but he's doing a verbal rake. Okay, he doesn't.
Raking the table with
John
Sean's
Krasinski
fingers.
Said a lot of people make that joke.
His crooked fingers.
Okay, it's just getting downright dirty in here.
Yeah,
okay,
I feel attacked. Reset? Amanda, did you feel attacked?
Yes, I feel attacked.
Well, if it's not Phil Spector,
I feel a lack of tact.
Mm-hmm.
I feel an absence of tact.
Right.
On your part in the way that you have handled.
Well, we come in here. We come in here. We think we're having like a regular like interview, and all of a sudden we have to defend ourselves. I mean, I feel like I'm in a court of law, you know. And I would have brought a lawyer or something, because I do. I feel like you guys are like about to serve us with papers or something.
You have a lawyer.
We have multiple lawyers. We didn't until we started Hollyhand, and now we have an entire team.
Now you have a whole team,
of lawyers. That's not good for us.
I guess that's not good for us.
Because I was
like the email all over again.
Because
I want to figure out. I want to know who the ghost is.
I know.
Like, and it's like, I guess this is what makes a good show. Like, I really do want to hear what is happening.
I'm
on the
locked
show,
in.
What the show is about.
There's something coming, and I just cannot rest.
I want to
find out what it is.
I want to hear their secrets.
Well, I think a big reason that we were excited to come here today. We were excited.
Yeah, of course.
We love doing this. I mean, that's why we wanted to do, Hollyhand. But would you two, and this is something you don't have to answer today, but something to consider, would you two be willing to sell us your share of the podcast?
So you're in a position where your stake of it has grown so much that you are ready to make an offer. On our
majority shareholder,
and
basically.
This is more of like a gracious thing, because in all honesty, we can buy you without your permission, and that's kind of, this is us being kind. This is like the email, you know, all over again.
It's a courtesy,
yeah. Okay.
Because we don't want to burn any bridges. We understand, you know, we couldn't have come to this point without you guys, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
but you sort of did.
Yeah, and we're ready to just sort of like cut the dead weight little bit.
Yeah, and that's
weight,
you know,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Well, that was sorry. And rephrase it, Amanda, because that's gonna be
intense. It's for them. Like a well, I was just gonna say it's like. Let me just.
I want to laugh too. Like I want to be laughing.
That's like my favorite part of the show is when we all get to laugh. You know, when something funny.
Okay, I just say it's kind of like you guys are just like two little danglers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like do you know when bugs fly and their legs kind of hang like wasps?
Dangly, because they're not using them right
yes,
now.
Like the wasp is flying, but the two little legs are kind of hanging there.
They're
yes,
relaxing.
Weighing them down.
Yeah.
So if you
they
cut the legs,
want, they,
you sever
no,
the legs, they fly.
The
they never
off.
Have to land again. They just fly for the remainder of their life.
No, that's not their
but that's
goal.
The metaphor,
that's
isn't it?
Want.
But that's the metaphor.
It's a terrible metaphor.
They wouldn't
because
like
it's,
it.
So you're talking about torturing a
it's
living
nice.
Well,
it's nice
creature.
To have the danglers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You want
to, you know.
The danglers. You do want them.
You might. I mean,
we don't.
It's good. You don't always know when you're mid-flight. You might not realize why they're important, but at some point, pal, and we found this a lot. We've been doing this show a long time. At some point, you land, and it can be a little bumpy.
This would have been amazing when we had the guy who played Lieutenant Dangler on this show, and instead he called his cousin the entire time. We already had an entire show about that we used to have.
We had a show where somebody calls their cousin, and they would talk about like topics, things they watched, you know, music. This was literally just a guy who's like saying he doesn't like his house and not saying why. And then he's going, hang on, I'm going to go in the other room and just see something and not bring the phone with him. Put the phone down and you hear footsteps and then you hear him go, oh, man. And then like come back, pick it up and go like, yeah, I mean, it's the same. I was just in the other room. I just am not crazy about this place.
It's just a bad cousin.
You start to understand why Thomas hadn't called him in so
yes.
long. Yeah. But I want to know who the seance summoned. Like, that's something that's
so let's
been
hear,
really
can we
nagging.
Just hear it, please?
You want to hear,
yeah.
like, a, well.
And then this would actually help inform my decision because, like, yes, obviously I need money so bad. Like, mm-hmm. I really want it.
If you can buy it, I mean, I'm.
You didn't mention
I'm
money.
I'm very
as being
nervous
part of this,
about
but,
what
like,
you think it's worth.
Yes.
Like, but.
Oh, we yeah.
Yeah. You did say the word buy, I think, which
yes.
makes me think that hopefully there's like
some amount of
oh,
money.
Yeah.
You're
well,
obviously
we're not
you're getting
say
10%
it out loud.
Of all these people's
Listen
salaries.
Here, I'm gonna show you.
Okay. The phone is out again.
Okay.
But I've been burned before on that.
Yeah. sometimes just goes away.
Okay, she did. She did something. Now she's showing Sean. And
I'm very open to this offer. I'm very open to this offer. I assume you're showing it to me because you don't want me to say it out loud. But what I'll say is that
did she put a number in her calculator? And
entered a number in her calculator. She's showing to us a lot, and I will say that I'm surprised and flattered at how high the number is, and I don't want to like hurt myself in the negotiation at all. But if there's like a contract, I'll sign it right now. I think as valuable as the show is to me, there's a lot of sentimental value, and I do think this number accounts for it. I'm looking at it again, and it is $520 million, $125,289. So I was going to say, like, it has to be over $500 million, but I was expecting to land somewhere closer to $485 million.
But that's the thing. This is like, you guys, we come in here.
Must be like having all that money. You just laugh all the time.
Yeah, you just laugh.
We
and
do.
Laugh because it's so easy to buy.
Yeah, we do. Because you know, we think we want something and we're able to get it and we're able to kind of accumulate happiness through the things we have. And you know, we come in here and you guys are all, you guys are all like mean to us or whatever, not to use like a term that maybe you wouldn't agree with. But then we show you that number, you know, and it's like, okay, well,
the term I would use is frustrated.
Okay. So yes. You were frustrated, okay. And then we show you that number. Yeah. And now maybe you're kind of kicking yourselves because you're going like, maybe we're a little hard on them because they're coming at us with a number that's really generous.
With a number that would really actually nice. Have a big impact on some problems that I have currently. It would take
our
a big
kids
bite
are a big
out
trouble.
Of. Yeah, our kids are in a heap of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And, they're out of control.
Yes. They're going crazy.
And that is not just a random number. We put a lot
of
thought
into that. Well, it's in the calculator. So
yeah.
No, it was
so,
in there.
Well, because
I didn't
we've
see
been thinking
typing.
Of this number
it
for
to be
months.
In there already.
Yeah. This is not random. This was a very calculated number.
Well,
every
no,
dollar.
Calculator.
I think that, you know, anything lower, I think I would have
okay,
just
seeing it again. Yeah. And it's
a
the
little
same
bit
number. Yeah.
Do you insulted. Understand why we came to this?
I'd like to hear some of the reasoning. I mean, I know I feel like it's worth this much, but I have obviously a different relationship with the show than most people. So I'd like to know like what your conversations were.
Well, it's pretty simple. What we did is we had our intern go through and listen to every one of your episodes.
Wow, you have
an
intern.
Yeah, Scotty. And yeah, he's from Cal State Northridge.
Okay,
he's a computer sciences major, and we found
computer sciences.
Yeah, so he knows
he
a lot about podcasting.
Yeah,
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
so they have more than one computer science over there.
Multiple sciences.
He computers. Went through and gave each assigned a monetary value to every episode, and then we added okay. them all together, and then this is the number that we came up with.
So you're buying all the old ones too. Okay.
Yes, and those will
be
destroyed.
Okay, like one of those.
Yes. They're to be destroyed.
Because yes.
Okay.
And that's
that
there
was
is
gonna
a,
be my next question.
Well, there is a good reason for that. And that's not just I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, oh, that seems a little cruel, you know, but it's not. It's actually we talked to Scotty and he was saying that in the computer sciences division of the school that actually it's like a common thing that when people that you're going up against in business, you want to kind of destroy their computers along the way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going against us in business?
Well, we're going
like,
to need your computers.
You were excited
today.
To come here.
The
computers, see, here's the thing.
Dude, and those are going to be destroyed as well.
You told
they're
me
they're worth more dead than alive.
That's computers. Really concerning. You said that you were excited to come here because you thought it was going to be a normal interview.
We weren't going
to
bring this up to you today.
Then you said you felt ambushed.
Yes.
Then suddenly we have a predetermined number that Scotty from computer sciences has gone over it.
Division.
And that we are in a competition, a business competition.
This was not meant for today. This was not. Okay. This
well,
was
Amanda
meant.
Said it's part of why they were you were excited to be here.
Yeah.
Well, you may have gotten us.
Yeah.
On that.
Well, that actually
we were
feels
thinking
good.
Of. We were thinking we might go out after this. Maybe you know, grab you know a.
That's what
a,
I wanted to. That's
what
that's
I
wanted
what
to
I
do.
Thought. I didn't think we were going to do it on air.
Go over. We would go. Like, does anybody want to go splitsies on some of this stuff?
Yeah, top maybe us. Get a shrimp cocktail or something. Something mm-hmm. fun. Something a little.
Get
elevated.
Like the shishito peppers and some, yeah.
but
only
not
like
burned.
Some of them are spicy. Yeah.
Not yeah. with not with a burned part, please.
It's charred.
I hate when they burn that.
Some fresh ones for him, and then we can
we
have
get the
some
char.
Of the
yeah.
char. Yeah,
that'd be fun. See, this is yeah. nice. It feels good to kind of laugh, right?
That's what I wanted. Yeah. What I wanted when yeah. we first.
I was laughing before we could show. See the number again.
Amanda, could we see the number again?
thank you for showing me the number.
Okay. yeah, I really.
Thank you for
I
showing
like
us the number.
So much.
Yeah,
seeing the numbers. And
you like the number so much. Imagine that is a stack of cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. is that for each of us, or I split that with Hayes?
Oh, this is to split, boys.
Okay. And then
right,
Kevin, I guess, gets good. Some, and then a bunch of it goes back to you.
Yeah, so ultimately you're going to be getting a huge chunk of that cashish. Yeah.
It's for you. It's for yeah. you. We will right. ask that you okay. two also relocate.
We are relocating ourselves?
To a different studio?
No, a different state.
Whole,
it yeah, has to be out of the
state. Okay, so that... Well,
Are all the other states on the table?
Everything except Iowa, Nebraska, New Jersey, I think is what our lawyer said,
yeah.
and Kansas and Minnesota. Alaska okay. is a maybe.
Ugh, okay.
Drop the hammer
Hawaii.
On me at the end.
Hawaii.
California, which is where we are. Hawaii would be so nice. That's really great. Feels like it's nice that we got like New York. You know,
you got New York. Yeah.
That's a really big state.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, are we allowed
we
to start another podcast
ever? Wait.
Mm.
Can we not also, we can't pass like through or over Mm-mm. any of those other ones Mm-mm. to get. You're, to the other ones that we're
right.
getting.
If you, are, if you are seen driving through, that's you will tricky. Be arrested. There will be warrants for you in those states.
Okay, because like the
and
Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa thing.
No, it's
like,
going
to
be impossible.
We have to go through like Texas yeah. or something, but that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems doable.
Can we start another podcast, like a totally separate? Like, is there any kind of non-compete?
There is definitely a kind of non-compete.
Yeah.
No
okay.
podcasting.
So we can't start like Pennsylvania podcast or anything.
Your
like
voices
that.
Can't be heard. That this is kind of what's going to be in the contract of that. To be able to get that number, your voices won't be able to be recorded or heard.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
It's kind of like an aerial clause. Your voice will be taken from you.
Okay.
And
what's the Kevin of it all? Like,
what happens to him?
Well, he has a separate contract and he may be. Kevin, I don't know if you want to say this
we'll
now,
Kevin
or whatever, but go ahead if you want discuss. To say what we've been talking about.
Everyone goes around the room and says one nice thing about me before each recording.
A recording of what?
Who's recording what? What the fuck are you
doesn't
talking
matter.
About? They, but we're not allowed to be
that's
recorded.
That's what your contract... what contract okay. is this? It sounded like... Wait. It sounded like they were setting up the like Kevin was going to announce that he was going with them or something like that. This sounds like a completely different thing.
So it seems like he was not
Kevin got an old contract.
To,
this was the contract
it's making
he got.
Me feel
it's
much
from 22.
Better. It's making me feel much better about... That version of it that I thought was being set up, but just Kevin not working with us anymore. No. But it sounds like something got lost in the communication again.
Yeah. And this may have been an email sent to the wrong address or something because Kevin doesn't
like, Kevin
have the
making
same idea.
Demands on maybe our show, which like I guess wouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
This is just for future work.
Yeah.
For future
I have a contract that's for future work with Amanda Maria.
Okay, so that's
that number
is...
one clause, Santa. Ha ha, that's what it says. Number two, everyone go around the room, say one nice thing about me before we start. Number three, I get all of the babysitting money and a tip.
Okay, I don't think you tip a babysitter.
3A.
Like,
the tip can be...
You don't tip your babysitter?
I mean, a tip? Like what?
You're telling on yourself, sweetie.
Ha 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 ha
There's a rate. Like, we settled on a rate. Like, we said, like, what, she did a good job?
Tell me,
like,
you don't tip your babysitter without telling me you don't tip your babysitter.
Like, what was the conversation before it even for? We were like, here's what I'm going
to
pay you.
Men will literally not tip their babysitter instead of going to therapy. Okay?
She gets, like, all kinds of, like, she, like, last time I turned on the TV the next day, and it was, like, halfway through the first episode of Succession. So, like, she got to watch that.
For free. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, that's for free. Well, no, it actually wasn't for free. I actually paid for that, so.
Oh,
like,
you're on a per episode.
Like, so someone did pay for it.
I may have been paying for it,
though. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I use Sean's DirecTV password, but, like, I have...
Okay.
That. There's that number.
Can I use Can I use that money to like fund some other kind of creative passion project? Like, if I'm not doing a podcast, can I just make like a documentary of me like eating a scooter or something like that?
A scooter? Eating a scooter?
Eating a scooter.
Or a schooner? Ooh.
Which one is more interesting to you? I mean, you seem to have your kind of finger on the pulse of what people want to pay to see or hear.
Well, what is a schooner?
It's
exactly
a sail. It's like a boat.
It's your idea.
Yeah, you said schooner.
I thought a schooner was like a big stir fry.
That's fun. I like that.
I did, yeah.
This is the show. Because
there's
they
a
do.
Restaurant.
This has to be what they do on this
called
show.
Called Schooner really Later.
Where I Schooner it's Later. Great. It's
and they
great.
Serve these big sort of hashes.
Yeah.
And I thought a schooner, I didn't realize a schooner was a boat.
Big stir-fried schooner.
Yeah, even though it's on the marina, it's in the marina.
Ooh, I love it. I can't even pinpoint kind of the taste. It's kind of really...
They're talking about not being able to imagine what it tastes like. and I can't stop listening. Like, one said a big, giant stir-fried hash, and the other one said I can't pinpoint the taste. And I gotta say, I can imagine paying 10% of the money I earned to listen to this.
If just I learning had a code. Someone went through their whole life seeing the word schooner in the name of a restaurant and thinking that was the name of the food. And maybe saying to the waitstaff, I guess I'll have one big schooner.
Yeah.
Oh, what,
the
sorry,
lady
kind of
will be having the
that?
Schooner for dinner.
I thought you
and I'll do the
going
same.
Going there for dinner is more of a brunch spot. hash dinner.
Oh yeah, I'm
yeah,
a
that
fucking
would
idiot.
Be great. Yeah. Oh,
I thought you'd have it for dinner.
Eat a schooner for
the
dinner.
Fucking boat. That's...
So yes, to answer your question, you could do whatever you want as long as it's kind of a visual thing. And
no,
there isn't.
No voice recording.
Yeah, okay. So get into painting. Yeah. You know, get into documentary filmmaking, where someone else does the.
Can I put a? Can I change my voice? Can I put like some sort of like filter on, like the when the scream murderer would make phone calls, and I always sound like that?
I mean, no one's gonna stop you. I mean, I guess if you're able to kind of. We will have watchdogs is what I'm trying to say, and that you could try as hard as you might, but we will be watching. We will be listening.
Well, you said that I can't, my voice, like I would lose my voice entirely even if it's not being recorded. So like, what if I need my wife to help me find something? Can I
well based
ask
on
her?
The aerial like of it all, like you might even be marrying someone else.
Oh right.
Someone else might show up and be like, hey.
And I can't
no voice?
Say anything.
All right. Yeah. Like, what's up with this?
Right. Well, because the part of the aerial deal, too, was she got feet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about.
What you're going to get?
Yeah.
So okay. I need to wiggle your
Ariel got
over
feet.
Here.
You got a couple dollars signs. Yeah. You know, you got 520 million.
125,289.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I've been shown it so many times. Can we, I guess it would help to know just like what we're giving the show over to, if I could just hear like a little bit of the seance episode,
just so I can make my final decision.
You're in the closet. Okay. Like, what did you set up just so we're picturing it, like to summon like the specter?
Well, like Amanda said, because it was a specter, the voice didn't come across very well. So the listeners, as you guys will remember, it was very blotchy. So we kind of had to fill in kind of what we were
hearing. Listeners, as you guys will remember, it was very blotchy.
The sound was blotchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the little shape.
fakey, you know, because he was
specters from
he or she or they were coming in from across the realm. Right.
Yeah, the realm. So it basically started where a man and I were in the closet and we were just kind of like shooting the SH. Can you guys swear on this show? We don't swear on Hollyhand.
Okay.
Well, we probably would stop. But, yeah, like, we might not be doing it ever again. So yeah. Okay. It kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we won't do it.
So we were just shooting the SH and what were we talking about?
Oh, I think just our days. Yeah. Like, and then, yeah. What we had for lunch that day. This is how we start the show is like check in on the weather, check in on what we've eaten.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was saying it's been a little gloomy lately and
looking forward to the sun breaking through.
But you'd gone into a closet at this point
to discuss the weather.
Yeah. We lit our candle. Okay. We had our Ouija board.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we thought let's just open up and see who comes through.
Let's start
anyone.
Having a free-flowing conversation.
I think we did like a quick 2-minute kind of breath work exercise where we just kind of opened up our spirits, opened up our souls.
And then they came through.
Okay.
We just heard this sort of...
Come through.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. this voice sort of mm-hmm. coming in from up above.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they said, are you guys... This is Hollyhand. We said, yes, it is.
And then they dished. We were covered, like, we couldn't believe the things that they were saying.
This is exactly not any more information than what we had.
Not a single piece of information.
I mean, Kevin knows. It's one of those things where...
You had said when I was like, can we get some sort of reenactment or like hear a sample? And you were like, absolutely. And then you described it. And then we were like, well, we do need to actually hear it now. And then you just have described it almost the same way.
It just feels like you guys are trying to get a freebie is what you guys are trying to do.
I guess you just agreed to give us a freebie is part of why I take it back. I'm sort of like...
Is Kevin allowed to do a
Can Kevin reenact?
I guess like working for you somehow had to get the code from Casey, but... Since he's heard it, is he allowed to just like share a little what it was like?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm okay with it just because we are dissolving their company today.
Yes.
And that is happening, like you said, that's happening no matter what. And it's just that about a buddy is just a total courtesy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I'll do it. I'll give you the freebie, even though I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like cool doing it. Like when we record, like I always feel cool. I always feel comfortable. And right now I don't. And so I'll do it though, Amanda. If you, think
I just
that
think
that's
if
correct.
Kevin's comfortable because you're going to be playing the specter.
I'm comfortable. Thanks for asking.
Okay, yeah. I mean, let's hear just maybe like a.
I always
a second.
Feel cool and comfortable too. When we do the show, I feel
I care
cool.
about the listener feeling cool and comfortable, so it's less about how I feel.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just this will be a little bit of because Amanda and I can't remember exactly. This is just going to kind of be. In the realm of what
we did.
Things were shaking, lights were flickering. I said, Maria, someone is here with us. I can feel it.
Give me a break.
Maria, I'm serious. Someone is here.
Hi.
Oh my God. Who is it? Can you tell us your name?
I'm Amy.
Amy?
This was the first guest.
That was
but
she died.
There's
after
multiple
that?
Amy's.
Multiple Amy's.
Yeah, but you had said that the big Amy was the first one, the main
old
one.
Amy.
That's the biggest living Amy. This is the biggest.
I'm the biggest dead Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy the gorilla.
What?
What the fuck? Amy the gorilla?
That's
Wait,
right.
I thought the gorilla's name was Harambe.
Harami?
No.
You don't know about that?
Amy was Harami's mom.
Maria, you don't know about that?
Okay. That was the mom. Okay.
Okay, so then we were like,
it
Amy
doesn't
the
seem like the gorilla's mom would know that much about like that many insider secrets.
Yeah.
Do you know like the access that those gorillas mm-hmm. had?
No.
They were everywhere.
No, okay.
No, they were in one
literally
habitat.
Only in one
they
place.
Were, yes, they were living in captivity.
You guys are so stuck in the reality you've been spoon-fed.
They were stuck.
Yeah.
All right.
They were stuck.
I guess we're the ones living in captivity.
That's such a cool thing to say.
Okay, so can I hear, let's
the
hear
walls
one
are
secret.
Mainstream media.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear one secret that Amy the gorilla
Yeah, I want to hear shared. One of Amy the gorilla's secrets.
Doesn't even have to be
the
she died
one.
Too?
Well, Amy died.
They killed her as well?
Amy died, and she came back. So when
natural causes.
Yeah, natural causes. So when she came through, Amanda and I were like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Amy, do you have anything you want to share with us? And so...
Yes, I do. I'm in a...
Sound is fine, by the way.
Yeah, it's not blotchy.
It's not blotchy at all.
Well, because we repeated... Yeah. What she was saying on the...
Uh-huh.
If you guys just get the code. Like, that's like the number one thing.
I have tried to. I have tried to get the
AI
code.
Can piece it together too.
Yeah, that's true.
AI. Okay, Kevin, I don't like that you've been thinking about this.
You could be babysitting an AI piece together a whole podcast. Anyway, I'm in a group text called The Watchdogs. And my friends and I talk about movies about... dogs. There's a movie called Air Bud. And the big rumor is all my friends hate it. Goodbye.
And that's just a piece. That's just one of
It has to be just a piece. It has to be the last piece because she said goodbye at the end.
Yeah.
And so you had said earlier when I asked like if I could use something to change the sound of my voice, you said we will have watchdogs, you know, looking out for you.
Yep.
And that seems like a big coincidence then that the
we don't
Amy
do
the gorilla
the
ghost
show, like we established like
then is. Also talking about watchdogs, like it felt like, what I'll say is it felt fake. And what I'll also say is if it's fake, it really sucks. if someone's going to fake a secret, it should be pretty juicy.
Makes
you
me
know?
Wonder if the number is real. Makes me wonder if you have been doing
I'm questioning
this,
a lot
this
of
show.
It. I'm questioning. I'm wondering if the reason I don't have the
it's
code
almost
is
so,
because there is
it's
no
almost
code.
So bad that it can't be fake. That's what
That's
makes
true.
Me think it's the most
yeah.
real.
That's the one thing lending some legitimacy.
Yeah. I can see it. I mean, listen, we wake up every day. We wake up every day going, is this real?
Yeah, really
somebody
happened
had
to us.
Nice. I can't believe this is my life.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll take it. I'll take the money.
Smiling through it
okay,
all.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.